Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." This is a scripture I've heard all my life and one that I often take comfort in. But for the longest time, I didn't think this scripture was meant to be applied to my work life. I mean, if I was worried about the health of a friend or family member, absolutely, I would take that to the Lord, the great physician. If I was nervous about an upcoming test or event, there was no question, I would pray to the Prince of Peace. Or if I was struggling with a major life decision, like where to go to school or when to start a family, I had no hesitation to consult with the Author of Life. But when it came to the mundane decisions of my day-to-day job, I didn't feel like I could or should bother the Lord with these. I mean, did God really care how I solved the lack of storage space for my current client? Why would God want to help me choose a paint color? Is there any eternal value in one white paint over another? God gets a lot of serious prayer requests every day. Surely He does not have time to help me figure out a solution to my latest design dilemma. But that all changed for me a couple of years ago when I was working through a Read the Bible in a Year plan. I had just gotten through the exciting chapters of Exodus, where Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt and the Ten Commandments were given, and I was approaching the chapters dedicated to the building of the tabernacle and the Ark of the Covenant. In past years, this was the point where I would give up or at best skim over the readings just to say I had done it. But this particular year, I approached it a little differently. Instead of just trying to get through it, I asked the Holy Spirit to reveal something new to me that I could apply to my life. And with the Holy Spirit as my guide, a lesson stood out to me, which I've never forgotten. God cares about the details, even design details. He dedicated multiple chapters of His holy word, both in Exodus with the building of the tabernacle, and again in 1 Kings with the building of the temple, with the intricate details of construction. For example, listen to the details of the altar of burnt offerings in Exodus 38. It was 7.5 feet wide, 7.5 feet long, and 4.5 feet high. He made horns for each of its four corners so that the horns and altar were all one piece. He overlaid the altar with bronze. Next, He made a bronze grating and installed it halfway down the side of the altar under the edge. God knew exactly how He wanted those holy places designed, and the details mattered. I no longer think of my design business as something that God would not be interested in, but rather I've given Him His proper place in my business as lead designer and boss. I no longer hesitate to take every decision to Him, and I have been in awe of some of the solutions He has revealed to me over the years. And I guarantee the same could be said of your life as well. There is no worry or problem too small to take to Jesus. If it's a struggle in any aspect of your life, He is willing and able to help you through it, just as it says in Philippians. Are you ready to allow God to renovate your life? Take it all to Him, the big and the small.